Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Lucky, actually, welcome back to the Weekly Reviews. Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm your host, Lucky, and today on the Weekly Review, we're talking about March Comes in Like a Lion, season one. That would be episodes 1 through 22. I had a lot of fun with this anime, a lot more fun than I was expecting to have. And, when I originally was going to embark on this journey, I had heard a little bit about March Comes in Like a Lion, but when you read about the synopsis, you hear, oh, it's about this shogi player who, and the minute I heard shogi, I kind of got turned off from it. Listen, no offense to shogi or anything like that, but it's a lot like chess to me. And I was just like, how are they going to make an anime about this now? I'm also not naive enough in my anime knowledge to think that anime can't make anything interesting, but at the same time, you're still wondering to what extent is this going to be any good? What's going to just how are they going to be able to implement this stuff here? But I am happy to say that they implemented everything very well. The best way that I can kind of describe, or like parallel this to another anime would be like Your Lie in April. There is like, yes, it is about music, and yes, it does have some music theory in the, wait, does it have some, it doesn't have a music theory in there. It mostly has like some music stuff in there that, like, if you were in the music world, you would understand a little bit more. But it's not, it doesn't completely drown out what the main focus of the anime is, which is the story of, it's actually a lot of different stories, to be completely honest with you, but it's mainly the story of Rei, who is our main character. Rei has a very tragic story. I'm trying to remember what happens earlier on, so that I don't spoil. No. Okay, that is still okay. So basically, the idea is Rei is actually adopted. His family meets in a very untimely end. I can't remember exactly how they do that. I think it's like a car accident or something like that, but I'm not completely sure. And he is adopted from the family friend, Mr. Koda. Wait, is that right? I think that's right. Mr. Koda has known Rei for a while, and was always very impressed by his shogi skills. And so, in order to survive, he basically had to really get into shogi. Now, Rei's original father, what is not the right word to say, biological father, was also into shogi as well. But Mr. Koda is like, that's his lifelong thing. You start to realize that he almost has no love for any of his kids. I mean, that's probably a little bit of an exaggeration. He absolutely cares for his kids still, but he shows more admiration for those who are better at shogi, which, in order to, like I said, stay in that, he ends up really, really latching on to shogi. So Rei ends up becoming one of only five or six, I think they said, people to ever become pro at shogi at middle school. So then he decides to move out on his own because of that whole thing, the whole he's taking attention from away from the biological kids. It starts. We kind of start learning a lot more about Rei. I mean, I kind of narrated what happened in like the first five episodes or so. But I tell you that just so that we can kind of get into like the nitty-gritty of this anime. But first off, I want to go into the animation. So the animation is really, really cool in here. I mean, I don't know, maybe these people can let me know, who've read the manga, but there are a couple of scenes in there that really felt like, oh, this is like a cutaway from a manga. And there are a lot of different moments where the animation completely changes, and I love it. It kind of shows versatility, and it also, well, what's it like? You know, it almost feels like a palate cleanser, you know, like anytime you're too used to, because, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, this is a slice of life anime. And so there is this feeling every single time one of these really colorful scenes come up, because, you know, the way that the anime works is a little bit, how can I say? Oh, a little bit like the Snow White Notes. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that one, but it's all about the shamisen playing and shit. And one of the things that they do is they'll animate the way that the sound feels to them, right? Like, it feels like I'm in a storm. It feels like I'm in a snowstorm. It feels like I'm underwater. That's how it kind of feels with March Comes In Like a Lion. Like, there are moments in there where, you know, they animate you, like I said, like maybe underwater or certain things like that, even though, you know, you're just playing a game of shogi. Sorry about that. I had to blow my nose off mic. Anyway, allergies are a bitch. But anyway, that's what comes in with. That's also what comes in like a lion during March. So, yeah, there's just so many cool effects that they use to show you what this person's feeling like in the middle of the shogi move. Also, there are you know, a lot of different shogi matches, and it's almost like a little bit of like a tournament style. So you get like a tournament arc. Now, it's not like, I mean, it's not the craziest example of a tournament arc, obviously. But you do get to meet a couple of people who come from different walks of life, right? Because at this point, Ray is in high school, I think. Yeah, high school. And he meets a lot of people who are older than him. So it's cool to see the dynamic between him and some of these older people. Because some of these older people have been spending their whole lives devoted to this. And, you know, here's Ray, who has, you know, he's not even, you know, 18 yet. So he doesn't really know a lot of the more complicated things in life. And that kind of goes into the next part that I want to talk about, which is the chemistry between the characters. There's a lot of really good supporting cast here. One of them I wanted to highlight real quick was Mr. Hayashida, who is a teacher. He's actually the teacher for Ray in the beginning of the series, and he always constantly has like lunch with Ray. And that's another problem that Ray has, is he's really like a loner. So you get to see a little bit of that, the anxieties of being a kid and being alone all the time. Which breaks my heart every time I see it. Like, there are just different moments in there that show how alone Ray is outside of the shogi world, right? Because you think of him as being this prodigy and all this stuff, but just because you're a prodigy in one area doesn't mean you're going to be a prodigy in, you know, let's say social, in your social life or anything like that. So Mr. Hayashida acts as this mentor, even though he is, I mean, he's a big fan of shogi. He knows what Ray does, but he's not a shogi player, right? He's just a regular teacher. But he backs up Ray however he can. And he's also trying to help Ray graduate from high school. Another struggle that you'll see throughout the anime, since while Ray is playing shogi, he has to also, like, there are mandatory matches, so he has to miss school sometimes, right? Because remember, he's a pro. So, and you can only miss a certain, I don't know if this is only in, like, Japanese schools, but I'm pretty sure in like most schools, if you miss a certain amount of days, you automatically fail, right? So he's trying to find that balance there. But yeah, I mean, Mr. Hayashida, dude, he is absolutely awesome. Full disclaimer, I did watch this in English dub. I know Mr. Hayashida is voiced by Keith Silverstein. You'll know him as the voice of Torbjorn from Overwatch, but he has a real nice regular voice. And he did such a good job of translating, because, you know, sometimes when you hear these English dub actors, they act like, gosh, how do you even describe it? They act too much like Americans do, which is not bad, but it when you're watching anime, you want to see them act like the, you know, like the Japanese do, which is over the fucking top, right? Like, there are some over the fucking top scenes that anime the Japanese seiyuu or the voice actors will do, that when you hear the English dub, you're like, it doesn't translate well, man, or like it just doesn't feel right. I just have to say that Keith did a fucking fantastic job doing this this voice acting role. He did such a great job, and he's just so charismatic. I guess it also has to do with the character as well, but you know, I just wanted to highlight that character because you'll see him in the background every now and then, and there is like a good portion of the first season where he's not there just because of the shogi tournament that's going on. But it's just so he's just such a good character. Also, we have the Kawamoto sisters. What is it? Akari, Hinata, and Momo. Akari being the oldest, Hinata being in middle school, and Momo being like 3 or 4, maybe something like 5. I don't know. But yeah, it was really cool to see these three characters. They play kind of like a home away from home for Rei, where he can, you know, where they don't judge him. In fact, they don't even know that he plays. They think he plays shogi for a club at school, so that was the whole idea behind it. But they also, you know, he'll come over and they'll make him food. They're almost like Akari almost acts as a mother to him. They also have their own tragedy, which is I think both of their parents died, if I'm not mistaken. The only reason why I can't remember is because I know that they talk about their mother a lot, because that's what the role that Akari is in right now. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they lost both of their parents. I was trying to remember if their father left them or anything like that, but no, I think they lost both of their parents. So they live with their grandfather right now. Akari works for their aunt at a, I think it's like a hostess bar, you know, like where you, you know, pretty girl pours you drinks, but you have to buy the drinks and all that shit. So you get to see three different generations of these girls. It's really interesting because it almost reminds me of like what is it, Christmas shit, the Christmas Carol, you know, the ghost of Christmas Past, Ghost of Christmas Present, and the Ghost of Christmas future. In the way that, you know, how Scrooge gets to see, like, he gets to open his eyes to the past, present, and future, that kind of stuff. Momo, Hina, and Akari kind of get to show him different versions of love through their age, right? Like, Momo shows him love as this adorable little girl who is very innocent. So she shows him that kind of love. Hina's much more around Rei's age. It's not romantic love, but she shows him a different type of love that is still, it's not like quite like motherly love, but a little bit more like a sister. And then Akari gets to show him love much more like a mother, or a big sister in some ways, but it seems like much more motherly. So they all get to show this love for him. And I gotta say, man, some of these moments with this family have almost brought me to tears. Like, it's so wholesome, and it's such a great, what do you call it? Like, it's such a great contrast from Rei's life, from Rei's fucked up life. Cause, you know, he lives alone. He eats basically, you know, instant noodles, goes out, maybe eats like, what do they call those? Bean, the pork buns and all that shit. Eats that kind of stuff. And then there's the other dynamic is with his adopted family, as I said before. But in particular, I haven't really seen the son as much. His adopted family, there's Mr. Koda, the wife. There is, and then they have two biological kids, Kyoko, and I can't remember off the top of my head who the other guy is. But as I said, he doesn't play like a huge role in the anime, at least not in the first season. But Kyoko has a very interesting relationship with Rey, where she knows the right buttons to press, but I think Rey kind of explains her really well, where she's like this, there's this awesome metaphor in there where he says she's like this broken glass where it's cracked, where, you know, no matter how much water you put into it, it'll never reach the top. And that's kind of what she is, because of the way Coda really, he kind of favors Rey because of his Shogi abilities. But yeah, it's just such a great, like I said, all the even though you might not understand Shogi, I mean, all you have to really do is think of it like a, like chess with extra rules, right? I almost like to think of it as like checkers and chess put together, because people, you know, in checkers, how you get all the way to the other side and you get like, you get to like, what is it, king me or whatever, you know, you get to, man, it's been a while since I played checkers, but you know, the you get like promoted, so to speak, when you get to the other side. It's almost like that with Shogi, but there's a lot of things, like there's a lot of pieces that have the same moves as some of the chess pieces that we know, but once they get into the enemy camp, they get promoted. So yeah, it's very, it's really interesting. Like I said, you don't have to like completely understand the idea of Shogi, or the rules of Shogi, to like really enjoy this anime. Because like I said, they use more metaphor to explain what is going on. Although if you are a Shogi player, you'll definitely appreciate some of the stuff that they talk about. They talk about like typical moves. I forget what the hell they talk about, but they're like some defensive moves that they talk about. There's some offensive moves that they talk about, all that kind of stuff. So it's really cool to see the different, to hear about the different strategies that are employed here. And the hard work that it takes to really keep up in the Shogi world, especially if you want to be, you know, because remember, these people aren't just playing Shogi for fun. These people are playing Shogi, you know, to win for their livelihood, right? So yeah, it's really cool to see the different levels of this. I won't go too much into that just because there are some things I want to, you know, I want you guys to see. But oh, and I guess there should be this kid's introduced in the second episode, but his name's Nikaido. It kind of acts as like he claims himself to be Rey's rival, but he really does end up being a lot more like a supportive friend throughout the series, and it's just so cool to see the contrast between, because Nikaido is very outgoing. He's very the anime makes it very clear that he's fat. You'll see what I mean by that whenever you watch the anime. But he, even though he's fat, he's plump, he's rich. He does have health problems, not from the fatness. Well, maybe from the fatness, I don't know. But you know, despite all of his features, he's very outgoing. He's very loves to be in the limelight a lot. I mean, it's just so cool to see him as I said, as a contrast to Rey. And I think it was just such a great anime. It really gave me like a roller coaster of emotions. And I gotta say, it really got me invested in the first. And by the way, I don't know if this is just, I just want to like tell you guys my bias real quick. I don't know if it's because of like I ended up really going on an anime binge recently. Like, I don't know what it is, but I can watch like any anime right now and be interested in it. I don't know. Maybe it's just like that, but I don't know. I really got into March Comes In Like a Lion. I really enjoyed like every aspect of it. There were just so many things that I think a lot of other anime can learn from, you know, in terms of that. And I think that's, you know, I mean, the way that this anime makes like everything interesting is just so cool, man. I really did enjoy it. But as for like a score that I would give this, man, dude, I'm gonna give it like a strong, oh, okay, hold on, I'm gonna think about this. I gotta make sure that this is like, I gotta make sure that I'm not like completely, because the problem is I've had so many fours lately, dude. Like I can't. You know, I'm gonna give this one, yeah, I'm gonna give it a 4, dude. I'm sorry, I can't not give it a 4, dude. I can't not give it a 4. It's so good. I don't know, I've just been choosing. Should we choose like a bad anime next time, guys? Like, what do you guys think? Maybe I should choose a bad anime. What are some bad animes? Oh, guys, I think we're gonna choose. I think, hold on, let me see. Worst anime ever. Let's see. I mean, we got hand. I mean, I've already, listen. We've seen. What is this? Oh my God. What is this? Hold on. Is this an actual? The only problem is you can hear about an anime, but can you? Oh, it's actually here. Oh shit. Oh, this looks terrible. Maybe. Wait, why is there only five episodes? Wait, there's only what? Wait, why are there only five episodes? Wait. Hold on. Wow. Guys, there is a sh so we have a short anime here. Hold on, let me see. Is this right? Wow, there's only 7 minutes in each episode. Okay. Guys, next Saturday, we're gonna be talking about Wonder Momo, which, I mean, all you have to do is invest 35 minutes, apparently, because that's all there is. Let me just see what Wonder Momo is considered one of the worst anime of all time, and it managed to cement this reputation in just five episodes. Ostensibly about an idol wannabe who ends up fighting evil aliens instead. Huh. All right. Well, we're gonna be talking about Wonder Momo next Saturday. Hopefully, I mean, I don't see anything crazily awkward about it, but yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes, guys. Remember, just 35 minutes, so we're good. Even if your eyes start to bleed within 35 minutes, I mean, you can definitely get to a doctor by the time that's taken care of. Maybe at some point we'll talk about season two if you guys want. There's a lot of season twos that I really got to go through at some point. But anyway, guys, remember you can check out all things casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real REAL, at gmail.com. If you guys also watch our YouTube channel, I should have a video up either tomorrow or Monday. I'm not completely sure. It's a little bit of a long video, but I started realizing that I cut out like a lot of shit. So this shit could go from like 35 minutes to like 20 or 15 really easily. So anyway, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.